Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there that'll help you to start, run, and grow your small business. The archives, the articles, the free newsletter that we publish every week that you can subscribe for while you're there, and lots of other things and new stuff to come. We got new stuff that we're going to be talking to you about very soon that we've been working on, so I'm looking forward to that. Dr. Al Siebert is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the director of the Resiliency Center. This is a guy who's been working on the concept of resiliency and how the part that it plays in our relative success in life and in business. He's been doing this for a long time. He's written a number of books and many, many articles that some of you may have seen in the past. You may have also seen him on a number of television shows, including NBC's Today Show and others. He's the author of the new book, The Resiliency Advantage. Al Siebert, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, Al, I was saying before you got here that if you're a small business owner and you've been in business at least 3 years, certainly if you've been in business 5 years, you may not know it, but you're pretty resilient. Would you agree with that?
Oh, you've got to be that way, yes. Well, I'll take you one step past that. I gave some talks on this when I was first writing my materials to the local CPA Society leadership group.
Right.
And while later, one of the women who was one of the leaders, she's a CPA, had her own business, and she specialized in working with small business owners. And so she called me. I said, Al, I want to take you to lunch, and thank you for making me so successful. And I said, well, how do I do that? And she said, because after listening to you talk about what it takes to be resilient, I decided I would only accept as clients people who match your description.
Wow.
And so now when someone wants me to do their CPA work, I go out with them, I have coffee, maybe lunch, I interview them, I ask all your questions on your quiz.
The resiliency quiz.
Yeah. And she said, I only accept about one out of three. And as a result, my clients almost always succeed, and I never have problems with bankruptcy and tax payments.
Collecting
so
my
forth,
money
forth.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I bet that made you feel good.
It made me feel real good.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, and because we're all undercapitalized. And,
yeah.
And that's one of the most important things that we need to be resilient about, and that's dealing with the financial aspect. But we also have all these human beings that we have to deal with, the employees that we have. And the customers and the vendors and the bankers and the government folks and all that kind of stuff. And it's a pretty heavy resiliency toll that's taken on us, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you got one of the key things that you got to have there is be able to quickly problem solve unexpected developments.
All right, so what is that? Is that, do you consider that to be the main sort of marker of what it takes to be resilient?
Now, there's a couple that go together. One I picked up from the research by the government agency, the SBA. They found that the people who are succeeding in small business have better energy. Mm-hmm. They are more persistent. They can work for long hours and keep on going and keep up their health and so forth. But the other thing is that they're able to quickly problem solve what's going on. There's a because you're always hit with the unexpected, and then the third thing that and one thing now the problem solving is mine, but SBA also found that the people who are most successful have very good communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to quickly understand what other people are doing. They can speak and verbalize and express themselves very clearly, and can communicate well with people at all levels, with their customers, with the government inspectors, whoever
right.
it might be.
You know, I also say that we're pathological optimists.
Okay, all right, fine.
And that helps the resiliency quotient, doesn't it?
Yes, there's that. And let me add in something else, and you and I can both relate to this. When I first started doing this, I realized that the people who are most resilient have a playful sense of humor. And they're much more like I found when I was in the paratroopers right at the end of the Korean War,
mm-hmm.
that the real survivors are more like Alan Alda playing Hawkeye than like Rambo.
Right.
And the same thing I find over and over with people in small businesses. And I have my own little small business also that I run.
Of course.
With a little publishing company. And the thing is that you've got to have that sense of humor and kind of relax and just deal with the stuff that comes along. Don't get all flapped up, you know, if there's a setback or someone rips you off or does something outrageous.
Well, one thing that happens, you know, one of the things that I try to get across to folks, Al, is that, you know, we got to be two or three things. I always say that you got to learn how to laugh at yourself, because if you don't, you miss some of the best laughs of your life.
True.
Don't take yourself too seriously, because, you know, I love what someone once said. No matter how important you think you are, on the day of your funeral, the attendance will still depend on the weather. And I like that one a lot. But the other thing is that we have to realize that there are more important things in life than our business. As important as it is, we have to remember that, you know, that whatever it is that's happening today, it's not going to be life ending. It might cause us a business and a financial setback, but it's not going to be life ending. And we need to put things in perspective.
Well, you're quite right. To counterbalance your intensity, and like you say, I love that phrase, the pathological optimism. But, you know, there's an extra element, too, that I run across sometimes. Sometimes a person, and usually it's the men who will do this, they'll get so totally obsessed with their business, they will make their wives, their kids, come in as part of this. And even if the kid is complaining, I want to go have fun with my friends. No, you got to come and work. We have to make this work. And so without really asking the wife and kids, you know, are you in this with me all the way?
Right.
The father will just say, you will do this. And you get a lot of reluctant cooperation.
Even if they don't demand it, it's so understood that it comes across that way. And nobody wants to bail out on you. And so you wind up getting everybody involved. Al, stand by. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Al how we can identify and develop and benefit from our resiliency without creating a casualty list. 20 yeah. after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Dr. Al Siebert, and he's the author of The Resiliency Advantage, Master Change, Thrive Under Pressure, and Bounce Back from Setbacks by Dr. Al Siebert. And that's S-I-E-B-E-R-T. And he's also the author of The Survivor Personality, which many of you have seen. It's a book that's sold in many, many countries around the world. Al, give us your website, please.
That's the Resiliency, no, let's put it this way, www.resiliencycenter.com.
Resiliencycenter.com.
Yeah, Resiliency, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-Y, and then center, one word.
Now, is that where we can find the resiliency quiz?
Yes, with the help of my niece, who helps me run my little small business, she put the quiz there, and it's self-scoring. There's 20 items. A person goes through, you rate yourself from 1 to 5, and you can get a quick assessment on how resilient you are right now.
All right. What are some of the things that you look for in a resilient person?
One of the things is asking questions. So the people who are most resilient are in the habit of always asking questions, very curious, want to know how things work.
What's that got to do with resiliency?
Well, when you're hit with something new, why do you have to be resilient? Well, something's coming along you're unprepared for, you've got to cope with. People who, and I know you've seen this, Jim, and that is that the most resilient people, they read the new reality rapidly. Their brains just go on hyper scan.
They're quick studies.
What's happening in four different places at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the habit of curiosity comes in. Now, here's an extra little tip just for you and your listeners, and that is that sometimes I ask people, has asking questions ever gotten you into trouble?
All the time.
Okay, see, and I say, fine, give yourself two bonus points. I mean, other things are kind of fall into place. Another thing is sense of humor. You know, has your sense of humor ever gotten you into trouble?
All the time.
Okay, there you go. Extra bonus points. And then the third one I'm picking from my list. I'm saying the three or four that are really the markers. And at the very end, has a bad situation that you got yourself into, you had to deal with. Have you been able to look back at that and discover that it was really good that you went through that?
Absolutely. No, I actually was downsized once, and I went back and thanked the guy who did it.
Fine.
Because it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly. Now, sometimes, you see, I will even start there. If I'm with a group or just being talking at a conference or something, and I'll say, okay, so let's just do a little check-in here. You know, has one of the roughest experiences of your life also been one of the best experiences?
Ultimately, right.
See, okay, and right there I know that all of the other 19 items above are probably going to get pretty high scores.
Right. Now, it seems to me that somebody who is resilient has to have a really strong ability to not consider themselves victims.
Absolutely, yeah. This is this kind of optimistic self-confidence, the problem-solving, quickly orienting, doing a little creative brainstorming, and so forth, is the antidote to feeling like a victim. And the people who react by getting highly emotional, saying, oh, this shouldn't have happened, and
it's somebody's fault, and somebody better pay for this, or whatever.
Oh, man, you're reading my mind. Yes, because the person who reacts like a victim is almost always blaming other people for their distress and for the bad circumstance that they're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they have the situation defined that other people are supposed to do something differently so that things get better for them.
Somebody once said to me that you're either a product of your raising or a reaction to your raising. Could you not say that resilient people are products of their life, and people who aren't resilient are reactors to their life?
You know, I can understand what's behind that observation. I phrase it slightly differently. People who are not very resilient have constructed personalities. They have been trained to react unthinkingly, even if their behavior is completely inappropriate to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the people who are most resilient have discovered personalities. So they are allowed by their parents to struggle, to learn how to cope better. And the people who are resilient know that resiliency is something that you keep working at developing. You keep getting stronger and stronger as the years go by.
One of the things that you say in your book that I love, and you don't say it exactly this way, but you basically reinforce something we've heard for years, and that is that what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. I love that part of your book.
You betcha. Yeah, that
and
comes from
it's true, isn't
years
it?
Ago. Old Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche is the one who came up with that, and,
yeah.
And that phrase has helped a lot of people get through a lot of situations.
What? I've got about 30 seconds. How do we make sure that our resiliency is a positive thing to other people?
And that is that you make yourself really useful wherever you are, and just encourage people that you make sure you're the go-to person when tough times happen, and that you act in a way so that other people can be inspired by you.
Well said, Al. Al, we got a lot more to talk about. This is great stuff, and I think small business owners need to hear more from you. Will you come back another day?
Be glad to do that. And, you know, at my website, I even have some guidelines for small business owners.
Outstanding. And that's give us the website again, please.
That's www.resiliencycenter.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Resiliency Advantage, wherever books are sold today. Thanks, Al. See you next time.
Very good.
Michael Cox with me right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.